the New South Wales Country Hour with Michael Condon on ABC Radio New South Wales.
Hello again and welcome to the show. Coming up, we'll hear from the National Farmers Federation on a bit of a major party report card on agriculture and related issues. And also coming up, Grain Producers Australia, they're welcoming the Federal Labor Opposition's commitment to engage constructively and discuss the possibility of an independent analysis of competition in the Australian grains industry by the ACCC. To Grains News now, and Grain Producers Australia welcomes the Federal Labor Opposition's commitment to engage constructively and discuss the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission possibly doing an independent analysis of competition in the Australian grains industry. Such a study hasn't been done properly since the bulk wheat export market was deregulated in 2008. GPA CEO Colin Beddall says Labor intends to listen and further discuss the ACCC market study policy, and if elected at this weekend's poll, to better understand the current concerns of growers and the industry and why it might be needed. In contrast, he says the coalition government's response to the ACCC market study request was disappointing and supported the status quo continuing, which he says it's a fair and level playing field. And people have some concerns about that.
Yeah, what we did was we had an election policy document with a number of priorities and areas like, increasing farm labour and local manufacturing to reduce input costs. But of course, we've had this long-standing policy request asking the ACCC to conduct a market study of Australian grain supply chain to look at competition issues. So we wrote to each of the major parties and some selected minor parties and independents and asked them to respond to our election policy document. And of course, this was in there. And Labor, from opposition, they've said that they can't tell, some of the specific details of particular policies. So we understand they can't commit to saying yes, that they'll do this study, but they've expressed interest in discussing this further with the grain sector and looking at what the needs are in terms of this market study and what the competition issues are. So we think that's very encouraging.
Have you had any response from the government, from David Littleproud?
Yeah, we did. Well, we wrote to Minister Littleproud in March separately with this request again, and also with the report that we did last harvest where we uncovered some of these competition issues. And they've responded well to our overall policy document, and they've responded to all 12 of our policy priorities. Obviously, agriculture is something that they understand quite well. But in terms of the response on the ACCC market study, they're just saying that they'll continue to ensure a fair and level playing field, which assumes that the grain market's operating in a fair and level playing field, which obviously we don't agree with. So they're just saying that they'll continue to engage closely with us. So I don't know how more closely we can engage with them. They haven't given a firm commitment, which we're disappointed about. And obviously we've got the election on Saturday. So, we'll continue to engage with all parties on this, regardless of the result. And obviously want a bipartisan approach to this because it's a very important one for the grains industry.
Because a lot of growers are feeling that, the differential for canola is like $400 difference and wheat's about $140. So they're saying, and they're saying there's no real, the analysts are saying they can't really see any reason why that would be such a big differential, especially when you look at futures prices way out. And there's a big differential there as well when logistics won't be a problem, which is what the grain traders are saying is a problem now.
Well, that's right. There's a lot of areas in the market where there's been some perennial issues. Stocks information is another one. And that's why we're asking the government and the Treasurer to approve this ACCC study and use those special powers of investigation to get in and have a proper look at what's going on. And
I mean, they could look at the books, couldn't they, the ACCC?
Well, that's right. That's part of it. And it hasn't been done properly since the market was deregulated. A Productivity Commission review was done in 2010. Now, that's 12 years ago. The market's matured significantly. And we think there's upside in this for all market participants. It's not just about growers, concerned that they're getting prices below world parity. The grain marketers are saying that they want, some investment in the supply chain because they can't get the grain to port quick enough. that's where the constraints are and that's how we capture that optimal value for Australian grain on the world market, then that's what we want to do. We want to look at that and work out the strategy forward to capture that value here in Australia.
And there's some concern there may be a sort of monopolistic approach to that, where some people own a lot of those, a lot of that transportation infrastructure. Maybe that should be somewhere where the government should step in and provide infrastructure for all.
Well, we're not advocating that. We're just asking the HMC to get in and have a look. We think the deregulated markets worked well to a certain point. And we're just saying that now is the right time, especially on the back of a record harvest last year of 62 million tonnes, where if there are any constraints or competition issues that are blocking our ability to optimise the returns that we get back to growers and capture here in Australia, then we need to have that high-level strategic look at what's going on in the supply chain.
So you're not saying that there's, you know, there's collusion or that the four big players or five big players are, have sort of frozen out a lot of the smaller players, because that's what a lot of grain growers, that's what a lot of analysts have been saying.
Well, the HLC has been managing a code of conduct for wheat port code, and a lot of those grain marketing companies are exempt from that, but that's only for wheat. So they use other grains, obviously, through those assets. So we're saying that we need to get in and have a look at the entire grains supply chain, not just wheat, which was deregulated in 2008. And to provide that high-level overview.
And grain traders are saying they're happy for Productivity Commission to look at this again, but you're saying Productivity Commission, in comparison to the ACCC, is a bit of a toothless tiger.
Well, we haven't said it's a toothless tiger. Our policy position is for the ACCC to get in and use...
But they don't have as much power in the Productivity Commission, do they?
No, that's right, and that's why we prefer that the ACCC can get in and have a look under the bonnet at what's going on. And unless they can provide that level of information, then I think these issues are going to continue to linger and remain unresolved. And they've been there for a while. So that's why we're saying this is really a proactive health check of the market and after a significant period of deregulation, and then to look at how we can fine-tune it and make it better. And I think all industries benefit from a proactive review of what's happening in their industry, and that's why we're saying it's not... You know, we're not attacking the grain marketers per se. We think they largely do a good job. We're just saying that there's a benefit from having a look at what's going on and seeing how we can do it better.
You don't think that the four big players have too much control, multinationals have too much control of our wheat market?
Well, we hear some of that complaint from Tier 2 and 3 grain marketers, but the HLC facility is there, the HLC agriculture unit, for them to make those complaints to, if they feel there's any misuse of market power. So we think that facility is already in operation. But again, this supports that point. We need the HLC to go in and have a proper look and resolve some of those lingering questions. And rather than accusations, we actually have some genuine information and some facts and data that we can work with and come up with good policy that works for everybody.
Colin Bedell is the CEO of Grain Producers Australia.